The Florida Senate today moved a bill that would remove barriers to employment for persons with past felony convictions whose civil rights have not been restored. The bill was sponsored by Democratic Senator Frederica Wilson.
Provides that a brief report every 8 years by state agencies be presented to the governor, the Senate, and the House. Restoration of civil rights cannot be required as a condition of eligibility for public employment or to obtain a license, permit, or certificate.
2 years ago, Governor Charlie Crist signed an executive order that was to have automatically restored the civil rights of over 100,000 ex-felons in the state. But the ACLU has shown that the current civil rights restoration process still lacks clarity and uniformity, and is excessively burdensome for Floridians who are trying to regain their right to vote, as well as other civil rights, including eligibility for dozens of state occupational licenses. Senator Wilson said her bill addresses that problem.
If we allow people who leave prison to stay on the list to have their rights restored, it will be 15 to 20 years before their rights will be restored because of the list.
Wilson said the Sheriff's Association and the FDLE don't have major issues with her bill. GOP State Senator Jim King from Jacksonville told his colleagues that it was important to get as strong a support as possible for the bill in the Senate if it is to have any chance of passage in the more conservative House of Representatives.
But it is a good bill. It is a good bill because it reduces the recidivism rate that we have in this state. If you believe that people go to prison to be rehabilitated, then Senator Wilson's bill is right on target. And that's what needs to be done. You know, we need to make sure that we put the prisoner out with something more than $100 in a suitcase, and then we get surprised when that same prisoner, you know, comes back into the system because desperate people do desperate things, and desperate people who are hungry and broke try to find ways that they can come back and comport themselves well.
King said virtually the same bill passed unanimously through the Senate last year and said that by removing prohibitions on licensing and employment of ex-offenders, it would lead to a better transition and lower rate of recidivism among people who are re-entering society and the workforce.
If this bill passes and if it becomes implemented, and I hope that it will, I hope that the House will see the wisdom of this, it will employ people who have already served time. And it simply will say, hey, you're coming back out. We're going to keep you on a short string. We're going to make sure you're comporting yourselves properly. But we're going to make darn sure that you have an opportunity to be a good citizen. It's a bill that I think will save us tons of money, probably tons of lives.